This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Hello, hello, and welcome to yet another edition of Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9. Thank you to Leo for providing yet another morning of mighty fine tunes. Mm-hmm. My name is Oslam.
And I'm Kate.
And Kate, it's just you and I this week.
It is, absolutely.
We're holding the fort for the guys.
It's an all-female program, which is great.
It is. Alan's away, and Kev...
Yeah, well, he's dog dancing, that dog dancing guy at the... Dog Lovers Show. You can actually catch him there tomorrow if anyone's going along at 10:30 tomorrow morning and Sunday morning on the main stage. He'll be doing his dog dancing with his clever dog Cinder as part of the Melbourne Canine Freestyle Show.
Yes. And it's a great thing because you might be curious, what is dog dancing?
Yeah.
So it's a good way to check it out and see what it's all about and maybe think about doing it yourself.
That's right.
I think we've all sort of danced with our dogs at one stage or another, but this is professional stuff.
That's right. You don't actually sort of lift them up and pull them by their paws along. These dogs actually do something. They, you know, they weave in and out of legs.
They do.
And have special costumes as well. So it's really quite good.
Well, on today's program, we're not actually talking about dogs. We're talking about, well, we're waving the flag loud and proud for our feline friends. They make us laugh out loud with their natural comedic abilities. They exude confidence, sometimes to the point of arrogance, let's say.
Yeah.
And are quite independent, but still love your company, only on their terms, of course. And they have an incredible knack for ridding your home of creepy crawlies you'd rather leave in their paws.
Or bringing in some rodents and things from outdoors as well.
Half alive.
Like my cat did last weekend. No, out. And there are currently in excess of about 100 cats at our North Melbourne shelter at the moment waiting to be adopted. So on Pets Allowed this week, we really wanted to put up the paws and tell you all about our cats at North Melbourne and you know, our love of cats here. And we think, you know, they make fantastic pets, and we hope that by raising awareness, more people will consider adopting one.
Definitely. So coming up on the program, we are going to be talking about why we love cats, but also we want to know what you love about your cat or cats in general.
Pets Allowed. Have your say. Email now on air at joy.org.au.
Don't forget, you can also SMS us on air at 0427 joy949 or email on air at joy.org.au.
Also coming up on Pets Allowed today, we will hear from an all-round volunteer, foster carer and adopter from the Lost Dogs Home.
Yes, we're going to be checking in also with Melanie Robinson from the National Pet Register, who is currently at the Dog Lovers Show.
And Alan will shed some light on the misconceptions around desexing.
Now, we've got Britney Spears with Piece of Me. You're on Pets Allowed, and this is Joy 94.9.
A look at the news of the week from the Lost Dogs Home.
Yes, it's that time to check out the news of the week. And on top of the news of the week, we've got a story about Roger, who was adopted about a few months ago, earlier this year, I think. Yep,
that's right. And Roger, I think we've spoken about Roger before, and he was found by someone working on a building site and CFA volunteer who, in a dam, he looked like he was possibly drowning, and then he saved Roger, and Roger was... probably mistreated and definitely neglected. He had a very overgrown coat. He was filthy. And he came into the Lost Dogs Home, and we looked after him, and no one came forward to claim him. And we clipped him and washed him and made him gorgeous again. And then he was adopted by Stephanie.
Her surname is Rogers. So the person that found him had the same surname. So it's interesting that these worlds collided.
Isn't it? Like it's all in the stars, almost meant to be.
And so naturally she named the dog Roger.
Yeah, perfect. And Roger's doing really, really well. And he was initially quite shy, she reports, but he's definitely really playful and outgoing now. And I think he brings them lots of joy. They laugh at him, at his antics. And you would think that he would be quite nervous around water after his ordeal in the dam. But actually, he loves going to the beach. He's not scared of the waves or the water at all. And, you know, what we love to hear. He spends a lot of time with them. He goes everywhere with them, and they just adore him. So it's great to get those stories, and especially for dogs like Roger that have really had a rough start to life. Yeah,
definitely. And it's just such a great example of how things can turn around.
Mm, exactly.
You know, if just through love and care and responsible pet ownership, you can actually completely transform the life of an animal.
Yeah, and they know it. They become such loyal and loving companions, and they really know when they're on a good thing, and they give you tenfold back everything that you give them. So
they do. All right. We have a former resident who's turning a milestone birthday.
That's right. We've heard from someone who adopted a cat, probably 18, 19 years ago, because it's now 20, which is really a ripe old age for a cat, even for a cat. We'll be probably talking more about them in the future, but we just wanted to share that news, and especially because we're talking about cats and particularly perhaps adopting an older cat, just goes to show you can get many years of love and companionship if they live to 20.
It totally overrides that misconception.
It does.
You'll only have a couple of years or so.
You interviewed someone who had a cat that was 18.
18. Yeah. Has its own Facebook too.
That's right.
Shadow.
Okay.
Check it out. Also, kicking off today is the Dog Lover Show at the fabulous Royal Exhibition Building. Mm. We're there, so is National Pet Register as well.
Yeah, so the guys were setting up yesterday and worked really hard. Apparently our stand looks pretty fabulous. We'd love anyone who's listening to come along and say hello to us.
Fantastic. Okay, well, and thank you for the news wrap. Now it's time for
this week's Pet of the Week.
Okay, so this week's Pet of the Week is Minty, and Minty's ID number is 933908. We'll repeat that again in a moment. Kate, tell us about Minty.
Now, Minty is a tortoiseshell, so she's a female cat. She's very pretty. She's about 1 year old, and she's really lovely and affectionate and cuddly. She'll purr when you give her attention and smooch away. She's quite a confident young cat, but probably would suit most families and most households, but also, like a lot of cats, she probably will also be suited to a home without another cat. But she's divine, and she's at our North Melbourne shelter, and she's de-sexed, vaccinated, wormed and microchipped. And if you're interested in adopting Minty, you can contact the home on 93292755, or you can check out Minty's profile on our website at dogshome.com. And just repeating the animal ID number, she is 933908. And of course, if Minty doesn't seem to be the cat for you, we certainly have plenty of others there that would love to go home with you.
And that often happens. We have people that have their heart set on a particular cat because they've seen them on our website, but they've come along and discovered that, maybe another cat's suitable for their temperament. So we'll talk a bit about that as well later in the program.
Hi, this is Nicola Charles from Neighbours, and you're listening to Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
So from tabbies to tortoiseshells, gingers to calicos, cats have been coexisting with human beings for thousands of years and are one of the most popular pets in the world.
Cats and kittens are generally less demanding than dogs, making them perhaps more suitable for people who would rather cuddle up and sit on the TV than do a twilight jog or get up in the morning and go for a walk around the local park. They're also really great for people who work long hours, as they're quite happy to sleep the day away, and when they are awake, they can also entertain themselves quite easily.
That said, adopting a cat is a serious commitment, as they can live, as we heard in our news wrap, for a very long time, and on average, actually 14 years. So they need regular care and affection.
That's right.
Kate, you have had cats all through your life as a kid and in your adult years.
I've always had a cat, and I love cats. They're fantastic. I love their personalities. I love that they're quite usually kind of, self-contained and aloof, but, funny things happen to them when, they do something silly. And, look, I love that they smooch, and, my cat just loves to sit on my lap, and then he rubs his chin against my shoulder. And, look, they're great company. There's lots to be said for owning a cat.
Definitely. So 5 out of 6 of our fundraising staff at the Lost Dogs at Home own cats. So we thought they were quite an authority to actually tell us what they love about their cat and cats in general.
Hi, I'm Kylie, and I have a domestic shorthair cross. He's a ginger called Bowie, after David Bowie. Bowie was adopted from the Echuca shelter, so I saw him online on the website, and I fell in love with his little face, so I drove up to the Echuca shelter one Sunday morning and adopted him, and he's been a joy ever since. So we've only had him for about 8 months, but he makes my partner and I laugh.
My name's Sharon, and I have a pet cat called Whisper. She's 16 now, very elderly and very special. She actually came out from the UK with us 9 years ago. We always joke that it cost more to bring her and her friend out than it cost to actually bring the children out, but wouldn't be without her. She's still going strong, rules the house.
So when you get home, he is there at the door just meowing. When you leave the room, he's meowing after you, trying to find you. 5 o'clock in the morning, he's meowing, wanting to come into the bedroom. He's just, if you talk to him, he actually meows back at you, which is quite funny. So it's like you're having a conversation with a cat.
So I'm Bridie. I've got two cats, Kitsa and Mia. Cats have a... It's more a vibe with cats. They make you feel special in the little things that they do. Especially with Mia, the girl. She's so timid that when she does give you attention, you know that it's because you've won her heart and makes you feel a bit special.
Hi, my name is Rebecca. I have a beautiful cat. His name is Oliver. He's 14 years old. He's been my constant companion all those years, and I wouldn't say he's your typical cat because he loves affection all the time. He's a very big smoocher. I love him with all my heart.
That there was Rebecca and her furry feline friend pairing there for us in the background. Yeah. So Rebecca's from our fundraising department, and thanks ladies for sharing your thoughts on why you love your pet and your pet cat.
Yeah, they all love their cats very much, and quite often that's what we talk about and banter about, you know, in the office as well. So.
Definitely. So why don't you join in? Send in your thoughts or why you loved your cat.
We'd love to hear from you, absolutely.
Text 0427JOY949 or email on air at joy.org.au. Now, Kate, in order to be a responsible pet owner, it's important to also consider a few things when you're making up your mind in terms of adopting or bringing in a new pet into your home. What are some things that we need to consider in terms of adopting a cat?
Well, like any pet, there is, you know, there's a cost involved. So you need to sort of think about, you know, can you afford our regular, you know, the feeding, the extra food in the weekly shopping bill. Also the annual vaccinations, you know, going to your vet for health checks, constant worming medication and flea medication. So those, as well as sort of looking at your lifestyle and thinking, yes, I can bring in a cat and that will suit my lifestyle and the cat will be happy. There's those sorts of things to think about as well.
Yeah, look, there's plenty of stuff there. And if you would like to read about it some more, log on to our website, dogshome.com, or the best thing to do is just come along and visit us at the shelter.
That's right. I mean, there's a wealth of information there with our staff, and they love nothing more than to talk about the cat. So we'll know each cat individually, especially in our adoption area. And then you do have a final vet check with one of our vet nurses who will go through the care and what needs to be done. So
that's right. All right. Well, this is Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9. Right after this, our cat shelter manager will shed some light on why we have so many cats at the shelter at the moment. You're on Joy 94.9.
As we speak at our North Melbourne shelter, we have lots and lots of sweet and affectionate cats just wanting needing a new home and wanting to be adopted. Many of them are older cats, but we also have some kittens as well.
We do indeed. Karina Bailey is the North Melbourne Cat Shelter Manager, and I caught up with her earlier this week to find out why we have so many cats.
For adoption, we would have roughly 60 adult cats and a few kittens. The kittens obviously go really quickly and the adults sit here for months. Everyone loves a kitten because they're playful and they're young and they think that they can sort of bring them up the way they want to. But in a lot of cases, often the adult cats are really a lot friendlier than the kittens. You know, people will see a kitten that's not very friendly and buy that over a beautiful, affectionate adult cat. So that's just what people want. They want young kittens.
And there's, well, I mean, we've covered it on the show previously as well. There are lots of advantages of adopting an adult cat or a mature age cat.
Yeah, there are. I mean, they're settled, you know their personality, you know that what you see is what you get. Whereas with kittens, you know, that they're, as they develop, they can develop behavioural problems because, well, they're growing. So you don't really know their full personality until they're adults. At least with an adult, you can meet them and know that that's their personality and that's what they're going to be like.
Well, why do you think we've got so many cats on hand right now?
Well, it's a few reasons. We've got the fantastic new facilities, and what that's doing is making the cats very stress-free. Stress is a big factor in cat flu, so we're not finding cats that are having cat, they're not getting cat flu, so they're remaining really well. If they do get sick, they get treated for cat flu, or we can put them into foster. So we have so many adult cats, and people are tending to not adopt them. They're waiting for the kittens, and the adult cats sit here for months.
So we definitely need more people coming through the door that have thought about adopting, that are ready to adopt. Now is the time to look into adopting a cat.
Yes, we've got so many beautiful, friendly adult cats, and you know, the girls here know them really well because they've spent months with some of them. So, you know, come in and talk to the girls that are working here that can tell you each personality because they know them very well.
So while we're here, would you mind maybe introducing me to one of these adult cats?
Yeah, well I think the longest term cat we've got here is Chip.
Oh yeah, this is nice and spacey. There's a few levels here for Chip to wander around and climb up, and he's currently rubbing his head against your hand.
He's really affectionate, and he's a lovely cat. He's been in here for so long that, you know, often they get a bit grumpy. You know, they did get sick of it, and I can't blame them. They're not sort of burning off energy. And
there's nothing like a natural surrounding, like being at home with your owners.
Yeah, so, absolutely. And they're getting that constant attention and affection that he obviously really craves and really enjoys.
He does. He's rubbing up against my leg as we speak, and he's about to venture out. But Chip is certainly a delight, and we always talk about him in the office, and staff regularly visit him. So we certainly want Chip to find a good home because he's definitely deserving, and it's about time, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. And he's a lovely looking cat, and I don't understand why people sort of just walk straight past him. This is a big, handsome adult cat that is really nice. We have the volunteers come through and we make him a focus of their attention, so he gets quite a bit, but not enough. He needs a home.
That there was Karina, who's our cat shelter manager at our North Melbourne shelter. And if you are interested in meeting Chip,
and we hope you are, because he really is gorgeous.
He's
a great cat. And Karina's right. I don't understand why people keep, you know, walking past him and choosing something else.
So. That's right. So his details, we've got his details.
We have. Chip's ID number is 930777. He's black and white. He's 3 years old. He's been de-sexed, vaccinated, wormed and microchipped. He's been at the home since around the 8th of January. So he's been a long-term member of our adoption area, and although we'll be sad to see him go because we've all grown a bit attached to Chip, but we just really want to see him in a loving home. So what are you up to this weekend?
I think that's a good angle to go with.
Right. Because if you're, you know, you've been thinking about getting a cat for a while, then we have the perfect cat for you. Chip is just divine. And of course, as I've said before, there are plenty of other fabulous adult cats there in need of a home. So visit our website, dogshome.com. You can see all of our cats up for adoption, our dogs as well, but we're talking about cats today. An adult cat is $95 and a kitten is $170, and that's a bargain price. If you have to go and de-sex, vaccinated, microchip.
Exactly.
Yeah, and purchase a cat like a purebred, then you wouldn't get it for that price.
So. You're getting such a good deal, and the cat's going to take so much away from it, and so are you in return.
Yeah, exactly. So,
all right. Well, do jump on our website. Give us a call or visit us at 2 Gracie Street, North Melbourne this weekend. Come on down.
Yes.
Say hello.
We'd love to see you. So would Chip.
That's right. Okay, so this is Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9. On any given day at the Lost Dogs Home, dedicated volunteers can be seen folding letters, walking and socialising dogs up for adoption, assisting with events to promote the home and opening their homes to sick and under-socialised dogs and cats as foster carers.
Each of them cite taking away something unique from the experience. However, their time, energy and unyielding enthusiasm for helping lost and abandoned animals gives so much back to the home. Each volunteer and foster carer plays a meaningful role in helping turn around the lives of so many deserving cats and dogs.
Every Tuesday morning, Rosalie Andrew pulls on her Lost Dogs Home polo jacket and pins on her name tag before heading to the Lost Dogs Home's North Melbourne shelter. I caught up with Rosalie early in the week, and she starts off here by taking us through a typical morning volunteering at the Lost Dogs Home.
I try to get here as early as I can, and we sign in and collect our bag, which we carry the doggy bags and also treats, which do help, and go out to the adopted section, pick up a lead, and then I walk along the rows of pens and check out just how many little dogs there are and which ones that I think would like to get out. I mean, they all want to go get out and have a walk. And I might start at the top of the row and then work my way down.
Matilda. Sit.
The other volunteers, I note some of them like to walk the middle-sized dogs and some of them like to walk the larger dogs. So it works out quite well. And so once I've selected a dog, we get the I'm out walking sign. Put them on the pen. Some are excellent walkers, and then of course you get ones that might pull on the lead, or perhaps they haven't been, you know, they've come in and they're very frightened and they don't really want to walk at all. So those ones, you just kind of sit on the bench and give them a cuddle and, yeah, give them lots of love and attention that way. But it's the highlight of my week. I had a Cocker Spaniel and she had become ill. I had to make the heartbreaking decision to put her to sleep. And I didn't have a dog at the time, and then retirement sort of came along and I thought, well, I'm not one to sit around. So I was donating money to the Lost Dogs Home, I thought, well, maybe I can help at the Lost Dogs Home. So that worked out really, really well.
That there was Rosalie, one of our all-rounder volunteers at the Lost Dogs Home. Kate, you know Rosalie really well.
Yeah, I've worked with Rosalie at events and she's certainly been in the fundraising office on many occasion helping us in there. And she, you know, she's always up for a chat about her dogs, Scylla and Wallace. She's a lovely, lovely lady, and, you know, it's people like Rosalie that make such a difference to the home, helping us, you know, every day, and a dedicated dog owner. She, you know, she just adores her dogs and helping out in the shelter as well.
She really does. And the amazing thing is that she actually adopted Scylla and Wallace from the home after failing as a foster care, as we say. That's fantastic. We actually had a chat with her as well, and you can read the story on our website, dogshome.com. It's quite beautiful. But Rosalie will also be at the Dog Lovers show this weekend.
That's right. She'll be one of our many volunteers helping out this weekend at Dog Lovers. So I'm not quite sure what day she's going to be there, but you'll meet some of our volunteers if you come along and come visit us at our stand. And we certainly couldn't, you know, do that. We can't sort of go to an event and spend all that time there without the help of our volunteers. They really do make a difference. So, and they're great advocates and ambassadors for the home as well, and adopting dogs and cats. So we love our volunteers like Rosalie.
They are, definitely. All right, well, this is Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9. Up next, we're going to hear from Alan, even though he's not here.
Yeah, sound like he is, though.
That's right. We're going to be hearing from him about de-sexing. This is Joy 94.9. And this is Pets Allowed. My name is Oslam.
And I'm Kate.
And on today's program, we've talked about cats, we've talked about volunteers, but now we're actually going to talk about de-sexing. Alan and I caught up early in the week just to learn just a little bit more about this very important topic.
So this week we don't actually have a question, but we thought we might look into de-sexing and how some people are still quite not sure about de-sexing. They sort of have a bit of a negative perception on de-sexing. What are some of the reasons why people won't de-sex their pets?
I suppose some people first come up with the idea that it may not be natural to de-sex their pets, which, when you actually think about it, it's not natural to keep a pet entire and not allow it to breed. What would naturally happen, certainly with female dogs, is that they might have 6 or 7 litters in rapid succession, get pretty worn out, and then that's the end of it kind of thing. And certainly with male dogs, if you keep them entire and don't allow them to breed, they tend to get frustrated, and that's why they tend to roam. You can see behavioural issues, you may get aggression issues. So it's actually, well, I suppose in a way it's true that it's not natural. It's more natural for the animal than keeping it as an entire pet.
with cats, there's a whole other situation in terms of overpopulation as well.
Oh, yes. And again, if you keep an entire cat indoors and don't allow it to mate, it's certainly with female cats, it's bad for their health, and male and female cats will both become quite distressed.
Some people feel like their cat or dog will gain weight as a result. Is there a bit of truth in that?
That has never actually been scientifically proven, as far as I'm aware. And I think what people tend to confuse is the normal tendency of animals and people to gain weight once they're mature. So traditionally, we've often desexed animals maybe at about a year, 18 months old, which is the age that they start gaining weight anyway. So it probably isn't related to desexing. And people and animals, pretty much no one gains weight unless they eat too much.
Mm-hmm.
It's as simple as that.
It's pretty clear cut. And I suppose it's that correlation of age as well that people wouldn't generally think about. And also personality change.
Again, I think people think that their dog is just going to lie around and sleep all the time, which isn't true. Not if you keep it active, if you train it, if it has exercise. And if there is any personality change, it is just that they're going to be more relaxed, less frustrated, less likely to roam because they want to mate, they want a partner, and easier to own.
So then, now let's look at the benefits, I suppose, of desexing your pet. What are the health benefits to them?
Desexing a male dog reduces the incidence of prostatic disease, just like, you know, older men are prone to prostatic disease and prostatic cancer. Older dogs can be as well, and if they're desexed, then they just don't get it at all. Similarly, female dogs, if you desex them before they're 1 year of age, they don't get mammary stroke breast cancer, and it protects against a fairly common disorder in older dogs called pyometra, which can be quite dangerous, so it prevents that happening as well.
And in terms of benefits to the pet owner?
I think the main benefit is just having a happy, healthy, more relaxed pet. Certainly with female dogs, you don't have to clear up after them when they're on heat, and you don't end up with every dog in the neighbourhood at your front door when they're on heat as well. Mm. And they're much, much less likely to roam.
All good, very good things.
Yeah. All positive things.
And in terms of the greater community, desexing cats in particular, what is the impact?
I think it's hard to argue that we don't have a problem with overpopulation of cats. And cats breed very, very quickly. So if you desex your cat, then we're not contributing to that, you know, that huge overpopulation of kittens.
Again, it's very simple.
Very, very simple.
All right. Thanks a lot for taking the time away from the vet clinic to have a chat with us.
That's cool.
Thank you again, Alan, for that. Some really important points there about desexing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not rocket science, is it?
Not at all. All right, well, now we're going to hear a track from the Queen of Pop, Madonna herself.
Love Madonna.
Yes. And then right after that, we're going to be checking in with Melanie at the Dog Lover Show. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Kicking off today is the Dog Lovers Show at the Royal Exhibition Building in Carlton. It will be a dog lovers heaven, or it is already a dog lovers heaven there. There's 3 days of everything doggy that you wanted to know, of entertainment, information, all about our four-legged friends.
That's right. And Melanie Robinson from National Pet Register has been there since the early hours of this morning, and she joins us on the line. Welcome to Pets Aloud.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Good, Mel.
You're a roving photographer. I am.
You are indeed, and we're grateful. We're grateful to you. So you've been there for a few hours now. How would you say the atmosphere is like there? Is it electric?
Yeah, absolutely, Oz. It certainly is really electric. There's so much going on here, and it's only Friday, the first day, but there's so much to see. Lots of photography stands. That's the photography era just before. And also, yeah, there's so much going on. Really, really great atmosphere.
People love photos of their pooches, don't they?
Oh, they do. And there's so many of them. There's lots of people, but lots of special deals going on. So,
I think because they're like considered our kids quite often now, they're part of the family. So, you know, people don't think twice of having, you know, really professional photos of their animals.
Definitely.
So have you and the guys at the stand had a chance to have a look around much at all? And
what we have had a good look around, and we've got a big dog show, obedience trials and demonstrations happening right in front of our stand as we speak.
That's good.
Lots of people gathered around that, lots of dogs doing lots of interesting things, so that's very entertaining. And we also have a puppy school, which is fantastic. I'm not sure what's going on in there, but it looks awesome.
Maybe a lot of toilet training.
Perhaps there is, but it looks really great. It's got it all set up like an old school bathroom, and yeah, that looks like it'll be a lot of fun as well.
I guess it just sort of raises awareness of the work and the commitment involved in taking on a puppy. And
I think so, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And have you had lots of visitors to the Lost Dogs Home and National Pet Register stand at all?
We have this morning, yeah. People coming in to say hi and seeing what we've got on offer. So what we have got on offer is obviously all our information about the Lost Dogs Home, our foster care, our adoption information, all the clinic stuff about our new clinic as well, and National Pet Register, who's doing their free ID tags and also engraved tags as well. So plenty to see on our stand.
Oh, that's good. And we've actually just had a message or an SMS from Kevin, who usually joins us on the show, and he said, "Dog lovers is a whole lot of fun. Definitely get on down there," and it sounds like you will support that, Mel.
Certainly do, Oz, absolutely.
Did you have the chance to catch Kev at all on stage? He was there at 10:30 and he will be back on stage at 10:30 tomorrow for a bit of dog dancing.
Yeah, I missed him before because I was busy on the stand, but the dog dancing, freestyle, all that sort of stuff is definitely happening down here. It's all happening.
Fantastic. All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat with us. Enjoy the rest of the day, and if punters want to come along, it's from 10 to 5 every day, and just listen up to dog dates soon.
We'll talk about it a bit later on.
We'll give you details then.
And I'll be there over the weekend as well, so I look forward to seeing
you. And we're right near the public toilet, so you can't miss it, everybody.
Very handy.
Everyone has to go to the toilet on stage.
They do.
Lucky for us.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mel.
Thanks, Mel.
Take it with you next time. Bye.
Okay, that was Mel.
You're on Joy 94.9, and we're going to check out our second pet of the week right after this.
What would you call a weekly?
This week's pet of the week.
So we did promise you not one, but two pets of the week, and because we're bursting at the seams with lovely cats at the home, we thought we'd feature another cat called Nala.
That's right. And Nala is like Chip. She's been with us a long time. I think she's been with us since about February. And I actually met Nala yesterday and she is really lovely. She loves a bit of a scratch and pat underneath the chin in particular. So she'll purr when you do that. She's happy to just to wander around. She's a pretty laid back cat. And look, she just would make a lovely pet. She's 2 years old. She's female. She's mainly white with some ginger patches. Very attractive. So if anyone is thinking of adopting a cat like Chip and Nala, please come and meet them at the North Melbourne shelter this weekend. Nala's ID number is 931371, or you can find her on our website at dogshome.com.
Fantastic. Do come on down this weekend, as we said, to meet our fantastic feline friends.
Your pet's community calendar.
This is Dog Dates.
Okay, so we've just got a couple of minutes left to the end of the show, and we wanted to tell you quickly the details for the Dog Lovers show coming up, kicking off today, Kate?
That's right. So it's at the Royal Exhibition Building, 9 Nicholson Street, Carlton, a beautiful venue. It is open from 10 to 5 daily. You can buy tickets at the door. As we said before, there's everything you need to know about dogs and dog ownership. There's food, there's lots of information about adoption and taking on shelter dogs. There is photography, there is pet puppy school. Tickets to get in, adults are $20, kids are $8, and look, we really recommend it. It'll be a great day's entertainment.
Yeah, I think I might be dropping in as well on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, as I said before, I'll be there, so looking forward to it.
Yeah, and on Sunday, it's a little while ahead, but on Sunday, 19th of May, the RSPCA Million Paws Walk.
That's right, and the National Pet Register, we're bringing up, because National Pet Register will be up in Queensland, doing some microchipping on that day. So if you're interested in getting your pet microchipped, or you know someone who lives in the Southport area in Queensland and wants to get their pet microchipped, they can go to the Pet Register website at petregister.com.au and book in. It costs $25 to get your pet microchipped.
Fantastic. Kate, we did that really well. Gosh, yes. We did it all in
just
a minute and
us.
A half. Fantastic. Look, it's been a pleasure being on the program this week, as per usual. And we hope that, we've given you lots of information about the cats that we have on board. Please do come and visit us over the weekend.
Absolutely. And if you can't come this weekend, then come another weekend. There's always going to be really fabulous cats in need of a home, and we'd love to see more go home. As we wrap up, we'd like to say
Walk your dogs.
And pat your cats.
Or pat your dogs and walk your cats. Yeah. I don't know, just depending on their preference.
That's right. Some cats do like to go for a walk, actually.
Do. All right, we'll check in with you next week. Have a great day.
Okay.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.